Welcome to Radio Gorgeous. And welcome to Radio Gorgeous Well-Being with Donna Freed and...
Bene Spoolers.
Welcome. Tell us about Bene Yoga.
Hello, Donna. Thank you for having me on this program. So, Bene Yoga is just the name I give my own teaching, which is yoga therapy. It's different from yoga because I teach people with health issues, and I have by now specialized in yoga for back pain.
And how do you have several arms to your business. I just, full disclosure, I just had a session with you, mm-hmm. which is great. We went through my catalog of complaints first, and then you worked in a very individual way with me, mm-hmm. With my injuries and my issues, my strengths and my weaknesses. Mm-hmm. So tell me a bit about how you go about assessing that.
So there's technical issues. If there is a back problem or a hip problem, we'll just work I'll work very technically with that and give you the movements that might release any tightness, or if you need any strengthening, we'll do that. There's also the way of working. Some people need more energy and need to do many movements and work more dynamically with the breath. And other people just need more relaxing and undoing and releasing and just to balance themselves out. So yoga is very often about finding the balance between tightness and flexibility, between being too relaxed or too stressed.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. So you work with people individually. You also have classes. Mm-hmm. And tell me about, other than obviously relieving pain, what are the other benefits? Because you seem to have a rather holistic approach mm-hmm. To your yoga. There's a candle, it's very peaceful. Mm-hmm. Those are some of the things that you're bringing to it. At the end, a lot about relaxation. Mm-hmm. Tell me some of the other things that you're looking in sort of a holistic and seamless way to bring into the yoga experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I try to provide a calm environment, of course, but the rest I don't want to determine. So I work with someone, I try to give the poses, the movements that I think is right, and the relaxation, but whatever they take from the yoga, I don't determine. I know yoga can do so many things. Some people have a spiritual experience, other people just feel released in their body, and it's all fine. So, but yoga, obviously, by concentrating on what you do, by concentrating on your breath, will have usually a calming effect. But it's not up to me to determine. So I feel I'm just the instrument that gives you some tools, and whatever you decide to take from it or whatever is right at that time will be what it will be.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. And how did you get into yoga and then teaching? I assume it was a path like that, experience and then teaching.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so yoga was my hobby. I was studying for many, many years, and then I had a child and then another child, and the studying then became less important. My priorities changed completely, and I suppose after all that studying, I had lived in my head quite a lot, and having children and looking after them just got me more in my body, and also looking after someone, which I really loved. So when I was then thinking, what shall I do now? Do I go back to my studies, which weren't completely finished, or do I do something that is more caring? I mean, the choice was very obvious. And so my hobby then became more important, and I felt I could do this while being around still a lot for my small children at the time. And yoga always made me feel good, and I felt there was a lot to learn about it, the philosophy, just the physical anatomy and breathing techniques. So it felt like a whole realm that I could learn about. And then I started teaching yoga, and people came with all their health issues, so I wanted to learn more, and I started the yoga therapy, which was another study after the basic yoga training.
That aspect of care, mm-hmm. I think is relatively unique to you in my experience, and the idea of yoga therapy. And I like the idea that it really came out of nurturing your children. By that time in our lives, we've accumulated either habits, bad habits have sort of concreted in our body, mm-hmm. And our movements, and repetitive things have you know, mm-hmm. made our bodies do certain things. So it doesn't seem like it's any accident that people at my age, mm-hmm. or, you know, even younger, mm-hmm. Or a bit older, are the ones that are coming to you, mm-hmm. for you to help us take care of ourselves now.
Yes. I have a blog, and the very first blog I wrote was 40 and falling apart, because that's when, because after 40, that's when you just feel all these. Well, you feel what you've been doing your whole life. It starts to speak up a little bit.
Yes, it's accumulative.
Yes. But I do. My youngest student is 7. He doesn't have back pain, but he just loves to come. That my youngest student with back pain is 13. My oldest is 70, in her 70s. So, you know, it does go. I do like teaching the whole age range. But, mm-hmm. of course, predominantly I have people, men and women, above 40.
Yeah. If you're falling apart at 40, you don't want to have been failed at 50. You know, dysfunctional at 50.
Well, no, what I feel is that one from 40 onwards, you really need to look after your body more, and also after your mind, because then you become more stressed as well. It's just accumulative as well in your mind, and more harder to take a step back and to feel less stressed, less immersed in worries or, you know, everything that's going on in life. And then things start to fall apart sometimes in families or your parents getting older. So there's all these issues that yoga can really help you with.
Mm-hmm. And carry out of class or session.
Yeah.
To your lives. Mm-hmm. But there are people who are not lucky enough, like me, to have time during the day, or, you know, during your session time to work with you. People who, you know, it's really hard to incorporate in a busy working and family life, mm-hmm. any type of exercise, mm-hmm. let alone, you know, time to take out for yoga. So Bene Yoga has a whole sort of almost corporate,
yes.
application. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yes, so that's another thing I do. I go into companies for lunchtime yoga, or after work. But ideally, I would have my lunchtime yogas and then lots of individual sessions before and after for people, which isn't happening at the moment, but that is what I would advise to a company, because there are always people who don't even have time during their lunchtime and who may just need half an hour just for something, for individual, whatever, stress relief or something for their back or whatever it is. So there, the lunchtime yoga is much more general. It's obviously not yoga therapy, but my knowledge of how to keep your back safe, how to undo lots of tightness that you develop while sitting at your computer.
Hunched over your computer.
Yeah, absolutely. Neck and shoulder pain. So all of these, that knowledge really helps me in the way I teach at a workplace as well. And there, the yoga is very practical, because I feel that people often are intimidated with yoga, and that's why there is not more yoga at the workplace. Because if you think of all the benefits, you know, it should really be everywhere, and everyone, you know, could be benefiting
school,
from it.
Work,
yeah,
church.
But people find it maybe a little bit too airy fairy. They're afraid it's very super. You have to be super flexible, and that's not the case at all. If you keep it practical, and really accessible for everyone, it can be extremely beneficial. So
beneficial is the word.
Yeah.
You're named for it. It's bene, bene, bene. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Donna. A pleasure.